I'm David Lang. I know you were looking forward to hearing this piece, but something terrible has just happened. While we were busy setting up, someone crept up silently behind you and dealt a quick blow to the side of your head. As you fell towards the floor and began losing consciousness, a number of disconnected thoughts crowded into your head. Here are a few of them. What? What? What happened? That felt like a blow to my head. That's twice this week. What did I do? Why do they always pick on me? Huh? Why did I go to that concert anyway? I can feel it. I'm falling. How fast is my head approaching the floor? 32 feet per second. Per second. It feels much slower than that. Relax. Will I be all right? How will I get home? How do I act? Am I dressed right? I've never been unconscious before. I hope my mouth isn't open. Don't cry. You'll be fine. Relax. Just do exactly what I say. Dance.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm back. Did you miss me? I just thought you'd like to know where you stand right now. Okay. You're on the ground. Your eyelids are fluttering. Let's face it. You're not doing so well, but everything is planned and it's perfect. Hey. I remember this music. It's nice, but we've heard it already. So, let's get on with it. Speak. Speak fast. The truth. Now. Say it. The truth again. You want to. Remember? Tell me. Trust me. Beg me. Again. Who are your friends? Where are they now? Say it. End it. The end. Drop. Thank you. I know. I'm bad. I've been so wicked. there's good in me, it's not for me to say. Those others, they meant nothing to me. I could never do those things to you. To you. You're too strong. Too good. I'll never hurt you. Let me prove it to you. Don't scream. Don't cry. Your world will let you go. I'm not going to lie to you. Your name in the distance. Here it is. Only you. Only you. Only you.
Thank you all very much for joining us for our final concert of the fall semester. We opened with the work of the Spanish composer Oscar Navarro that was entitled Downey Overture, written for the Downey Symphony Orchestra, and subsequently transposed for the wind ensemble by the composer. We're now moving to a piece called Toccata Marziale by the English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. This piece is one of the standards in the wind band repertoire from the mid-20th century, and it's so important and it's so lasting that I felt it deserved a program note, which is why you have one there before you. So please do read about it. It's a terrific work, brief but beautifully constructed, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. We'll move on now with a piece called Hymn for the Innocent by the composer Julie Giroux. Ms. Giroux got her start in Hollywood. Actually, it was much more than a start. She worked for many years in Hollywood very successfully as an arranger-composer. And then she decided she had had enough of that end of the business and devoted herself to writing wind ensemble and concert band music. Since then, she's become really quite well known in that area and is very often performed. This next piece was chosen for the program because it's very much in sync with and appropriate for one of the concerts we'll be playing in January when we travel to Haiti. We'll be there, as I'm sure many of you know, for 4 days, and then in the Dominican Republic for 3 days. And while we're in Haiti, we'll be playing at a commemoration for the 2010 earthquake, which of course was deeply troubling for the country of Haiti, and an estimated loss of life to the, of approximately 200,000 people or so. And we'll be performing with our colleagues from the Yale Concert Band and our collaborators from the Holy Trinity School of Music in Port-au-Prince. And Ms. Giroux wrote about this piece something that I wanted to read to you. It's very brief. The relationships we have with each other are our greatest strength. The ability to mourn and grieve, not alone but with others, is the greatest gift of healing we have. Music can also grieve, can also mourn, and it also heals.
Thank you.
In preparation for our trip to Haiti and the Dominican Republic, throughout this semester, we've taken time out of rehearsal to learn about the cultures that we'll be visiting, to learn about the people with whom we'll be collaborating, learning about the history of the countries, etc. We've primarily focused on Haiti thus far, and over our last week of classes, we'll focus equally on the Dominican Republic. One of the topics we discussed when talking about the history of Haiti is voodoo, and the extent to which it is an integral part of that country's history, both pre- and post-independence. And so we talked about, we essentially demystified voodoo, and we talked about the extent to which Hollywood has changed folks here in the United States' perception of voodoo in a unfortunately negative way. And so in keeping with that topic, I programmed these next two pieces by Donald Grantham, who's on faculty at the University of Texas. We'll begin, actually we're going to reverse them as they're printed on your program. We'll begin with Baron Samedi, and then continue with Baron Cimetière. In both cases, these figures in voodoo lore are called loa, the equivalent of spirits. And they appear very similarly. They're both dressed in black with a long black trench coat and a tall black hat. They both wear dark glasses with one lens missing. And Baron Cimetière carries a cane. Cimetière is the guardian and the keeper of the graveyard, and Samedi is the guardian and keeper of the distance between life and the afterlife. And so the composer writes that neither of these two pieces were supposed to have anything to do with these two characters of Haitian voodoo lore, but he, while he was composing, was reading a book about the subject and about the integration of Haitian and United States cultures during the mid-70s and 80s. And so as the two pieces started to take on a certain sinister quality, he appropriated these two names as titles of the music, and that drove the rest of his compositional process. So we'll perform these two together, and we do hope you enjoy them. I'm going to stall for a second. Clearly, we need another minute back there. So the character of this next piece is completely different from the one you just heard. So keep in mind, the composer was reading one book, one novel, and composing these two pieces simultaneously. And this is the result. Let's see, are we close? Okay. We hope you enjoy this one.
Thank you.
So if I didn't mention our travel dates, we are leaving Ithaca on January 10th, and we'll be in Haiti and the Dominican Republic until the 17th. And so we'll be preparing for that through our last week of classes, and then we'll also come to campus 2 days before that to prepare both logistically and in order to be sure we process it very well. We'll be talking about how to be really good guests and how to prepare for what we'll be doing and how to reflect on what we've done when we get back. I'm actually driving down to JFK tonight and flying. I'll be in Haiti at 1 p.m. tomorrow if all things go well. And we'll be just putting all of the last pieces together so we can have a really positive experience. I mention that because both during my trip over the next week and also our trip in January, you'll be able to follow our experience on our blog, which is on our website, cuwins.com. So we hope you'll check us out and see what we're up to along the way. That brings me to my announcement of two members of the ensemble who are going to be graduating, the first of whom actually designed our website. Jonathan Karsh, our tenor saxophonist, is also president of CU Winds and also webmaster of CU Winds. And fortunately, although he's graduating, he's going to be around next spring continuing his research project. So he'll be finishing with his BS in engineering physics, and then later he'll begin a PhD in molecular engineering. Please join me in thanking John for being a member of our ensemble. We'll also be losing, but hopefully not for too long, Hanchang Hao in our percussion section. Hanchang will be receiving his master's in engineering, but he is applying to the PhD program here, as well as many other prestigious schools, and so we are hoping that he ends up coming to Cornell, because then we can keep him in the ensemble. So please join me in thanking Hanchang. It's always so amazing to hear what all of these folks are doing outside of this ensemble. I see them for only not even 4 hours a week, and we're able to do all of this. And that, of course, is just a very small portion of their Cornell experience. And I'm just so proud that I get to share the stage with these folks and bring our music to you 2 times a semester. So that being said, we have one more piece for you, and this is Shostakovich's Folk Dances. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.